Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David C. Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Hey. We left off on the bottom of Samach Dalad Amid Beis at the two dots. Kohen HaKarav Eitzel HaMizbeach. So the Mishnah had said that the Kohen, who's closest to the Mizbeach, he would be Zorik the Dam. They would have an assembly line from the area of the Shechita to the Mizbeach, one Kohen to another Kohen to another Kohen. You would give him the full one, he would give back an empty one. And the last Kohen would be Zorik the Dam. Kohen HaKarav is the Mizbeach, Zorik the Dam. Mantana Pesach Bezrika. So our Gemara apparently, I never knew this till like this week, but apparently there's two ways to pour blood on the Mizbeach. Either you could be Zorik the Dam, or you could be Shofech the Dam. Zrika or Shficha. Zrika means you throw it from far. Shficha means you'd walk over there and just pour it right down. So our Mishnah seems to clearly say it would be Zrika. So who is the author of the opinion that holds that the Korban Pesach had to be Zrika? Amar Rav Chista Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Desani Valentin Nebraiser Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. As Damam, this is by Bechor. By Bechor, the Torah says, good morning, Avi. Good morning, Chana Chana. Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Mordechai. By Bechor, the Torah says, as Damam, Tizrok ala Mizbech veschel bum taktir. Damolon emar el Damam. Chelbolon emar el chelbum. So their bloods, their fats. So it's not just on Bechor, it's on the whole category, like we say every morning in the Karbanos. Limed al Bechor u'maiser u'pesach. So this teaches me about Bechor and Maiser Behema and Karban Pesach, that all these things, you don't find the Torah explicitly stating how you place the blood and the fats on the Mizbeach. Shehen tu'unin matan damim ve'emurin l'gabe Mizbeach. That they need the throwing of blood and the burning of the limbs on the Mizbeach. And since Rabbi Yosef Glili learns this out from the Pasuk Estamam, Tizrok ala Mizbeach, so Tizrok teaches me that the blood for the Bechor, Maaser, Pesach, all three of them are learned out from Bechor, so it's got to be Zrika. So our Mishnah is going like this statement of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Says the Gemara, Minolan de Teunin Yisod. Right, the Mishnah said you had to be Zorik the Dam either on the north or the west side of the Mizbeach, because that's where there was a Yisod. The Mizbeach had a one Amma by one Amma base on two out of its four sides. Minol and Tun Yisod. Who says it's got to be that you sprinkled the blood on the side that there was a Yisod? And remember, Lazar Asya Zrika Zrika Miola. Ksiv Hacha Estamam Tizrok Alam Mizbeach. Ksiv Hasam Vizarkum and Aaron Okem Estamo Alam Mizbeach Saviv Maola Tun and Yisod. We'll see in a second how the Gemara knows that. But the Ola requires Yisod HaMizbeach. Af Pesach Nami Ton Yisod. So to the Karban Pesach needs Yisod. Of Ola Gufa Minolan. And how do you know the Karban Ola itself needs Yisod? Amakra. El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. Now this is talking about a Karban Chatas that the Nasi would bring. So V'lokacha Konimi Dama Chatas V'nasana Kamza Mizbeach V'estamo Yishmoch El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. Why does it have to say Mizbach HaOla? Of course, that's the Mizbeach we're talking about. So, from the fact that the Torah says Mizbach HaOla, El Yisod, Mizbach HaOla, teaches me that a Karban Ola requires Yisod, from that extra word. Alma, Ola, Teuna, Yisod. Karban Ola requires Yisod. Said the Mishnah, Yatz Lakas, Rishon, Avinich, Zanakash, Tana, He Nikreis Kas Atzlonis. The third group, if you ended up in the third group, you were called the lazy group. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? But it had to be done that way. So what are you calling these guys the lazy group? They're helping Klai Yisrael Mekayim a mitzvah. Okay, still, someone's got to do it, but it shouldn't be you. That's what the Gemara says. Fascinating.
Especially according to Abaye, that the door is locked by themselves.
The door is, exactly, the door is locked by themselves. They're a bonus shalom. Wow, that's even a bigger kasha. That's true. Yeah, but you should have gotten there early. You should have gotten there early. Right? The door is locked, so you got to get there early. You got to make sure you get the seat. What do you want him to do? Answer the Gemara. Yeah, someone's got to be there, but you should have made sure to be there early when it comes to serving Hashem. You don't want to be the last guy come late to Minyan. You don't get a seat, right? Especially now, the seats, you have to sign up for seats, so you got to get there early. Kedisanya, Rebbe Omer, Ef Shalolam Below, Bosem of a little Bursi. It's impossible for the world to not have people that work in perfumes and people that work in tanners, that work in smelly leathers. Ashrei Mishu Menusa Bosem, Oilo Mishu Menusa Bursi. Lucky is a person who walks in and has a pleasant smell during work all day long, and woe is to him that walks in every day and has a smelly job. Ef Shalolam Below, Zacharim of a little Nekevos. I spent a lot of time figuring out how I was going to explain this Gemara. Usually we have two, three women who listen to the Daf Yomi with us. They happen to not be on right now, but the world needs to have both men and women. Ashri Mishabanim Zacharim V'Oilo Mishabanim Nekevos. Lucky is the person whose children are males, and woe is to the person whose children are females. What does this Gemara mean? I was talking to my wife about this Gemara last night. So there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think it's on Kuf Beis. The art scroll actually quotes it on the bottom. But there's a Gemara Sanhedrin that says that the reason for this is that for parents to raise a daughter is much more fragile. Again, I always thought just the simple pshat of the Gemara is that in the times of the Gemara, so the men supported the women. The women didn't have jobs. The men had the jobs. The women didn't. So when you're raising a daughter, you have to worry about who's going to support her. You also have to worry about someone's going to be inappropriate with her. You have to protect the daughter. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that raising a daughter involved a lot more stress than raising sons, because you have to know, there's a shidduch crisis. Who are you going to marry? Who she's going to marry? So it was just a lot more stressful. You had to pay for chasanas, right? If you're the father of the daughter, you had to pay for chasanas. So it's more complicated. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. So the Meiri here says something which I don't think helps the situation that much. Well, maybe first we'll say the Grah, the Vilna Gaon. So the Grah has a very fascinating pshat. The Grah's pshat is that in the times of the Gemara, women can marry only one man, but a man can marry multiple women. So you could have a man married to 10 women, and all 10 of them have 10 grandchildren. So the parents, the grandparents, all 100 grandchildren are all mesiaches to them through the son. So if you have a son, you could have 100 grandchildren. But if you have a daughter, you're only marrying one guy. So you only have 10 grandchildren. So that's the way the Gra reads the Gemara. Fascinating. There's a Meiri in Kiddushin. The Meiri says it means that Ashri Misha Banam Zacharim. Zacharim doesn't mean that they're males, but Zacharim in the context of the Gemara sometimes means that they're strong and they fulfill their obligations. And Banav Nekevus, again, I don't know if that helps that much, but Banav Nekevus means that your children are, you know, more weak, they're more feeble. Others say that it's actually all talking about men, but it means, yeah, that's the Meiri. And then there's another pshat. What's the other pshat? One more pshat I thought we had. One more pshat. Chasam Sofer writes that the Zachar is the Midas HaNasina, and the Nekev is the Midas HaKabbalah. So you better that your ship kids could, your men and women, your boys and girls, should be givers as opposed to takers. In the Kabbalistic language, the Zachar is the giver, and the Nekev is the Mekabel. So you better your kids should be givers, and your kids shouldn't have to be takers. So says the Chasam Sofer pshat. Anyway, you have to give some pshat. My wife didn't like any of the explanations. But okay. Says the Gemara, "Kamaseu b'chol, kach maseu b'Shabbos." So, except that they used to clean the floor of the mizbeah of the Beis Hamikdash shelo b'ritzon chachamim. So the Gemara asks, "Shelo b'ritzon man? Who didn't like the cleaning of the floor of the Beis Hamikdash? What was the problem with that on Shabbos?" Amar Rav Chisa, "Shelo b'ritzon Rabbi Eliezer." So apparently Rabbi Eliezer holds, take a look at the interesting Rashi here. Shelo b'ritzon Rabbi Eliezer, about a quarter of the way down the page. The Amar ba'alma gabe mechabed, da'ana dumi da'adach ikechiv chatos, hilkach b'migdash kishikvar nas etzorach kavoa osur. So Rashi goes from chatos to osur, which sounds like an issur d'rabbanan. So the way the Achronim explain Rashi here means like this. Rabbi Eliezer holds that to sweep the floors of your house, don't forget that he used to have dirt floors, that was Ashvuye Gumos, that would be an Issa Doraisa of doing it. But wait a second, the Beis HaMikdash was a stone floor. So what's the problem with cleaning the floor of the Beis HaMikdash? So they say it's an Issa Darabanan, according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds that usually it's a Doraisa to sweep your regular floor. Midrabanan, it would be usser gzera atu sweeping that floor, even on a stone floor. I ain't shvus b'migdash. So they say, but since this shvus was not necessary for any avoda, so then even this shvus they were gozer in Beis HaMikdash, because it really wasn't necessary. It was just a matter of housekeeping. It didn't help any avoda, so we wouldn't apply the rule of ain shvus b'migdash to allow you to do something which was simply housekeeping and not an actual need for an avoda Beis HaMikdash. That's Rabbi Elazar. De'ira banan ha'amri shvusu v'ain shvus b'migdash. But the Chachamim disagree. They would say, no, the whole thing is only a d'rabbanan. And ain shvus b'migdash, because Kohanim is reason here. And the way the Achronim explained that according to Chachamim, even normal sweeping of the house is only an issa d'rabbanan, not an issa d'oraisa. And they weren't goes in Beis HaMikdash at all. That's one way. We'll see in a second. That's according to the way they say Pshat and Rashi. Anyway, Maihi, where is this Bryce of the Rebbe Lezen Chum are? Yudisanya. Echad hacholiv, if you milk a cow on Shabbos, veha mechabetz, you curdle milk on Shabbos. Those of us may remember little Miss Muffet who sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey. Apparently curds and whey is just milk that's divided into the two parts. There's curds and whey. When you take milk and split it and you curdle it, that's what this Gemara is talking about, curdling milk, you end up separating the like fluffy, cheesy part and the liquidy. That's one of them is the curds, one of them is the whey. I don't know which is which. I think the curds is the curdled. That's the fluffy part, and the whey is the liquid part. So you could take milk and put it in a centrifuge and split the fluffy part from the liquid. Vahamagabain, or making cheese. David, if you need this, I got this again. Vahamagabain, or making cheese, which is you take all those curdled parts and put them together. There's this great place in Israel, Iza Paziza, if you want. It's a good trip. My wife knows every way to go in Israel. But anyway, great place. They make goat cheese there. You could go there. The kids enjoy making cheese there. Anyway, right outside Beit Shemesh. Vahamagabain, kigrogris. If you do any of these things, this like the size of a dried fig on Shabbos, you're going to be chayev. Hamachabed, why? Because different malachas, right? So if you milk, is a told of dash, and if you make cheese, mechabed is a told of borer, and megabed is a told of bone. Bone, interesting. Making cheese is a told of bone. But anyway, a little review of Masechta Shabbos for those of us who are zeicha. So if you sweep the floor, v'hamarabeitz, or if you pour liquid, you sprinkle liquid over the floor to lower the dust, v'haro dechalos devash, if you take honeycombs off of a honeycomb, that's kotzer, apparently. Mechabit is a told of bonem, marabeitz is ashvuya gumos. Also, b'shogeg b'shabes chayv chatas. If you do it by accident on Shabbos, you chayv chatas. Hezid b'yantif locus arbaim. If you do it b'mezid on yantif, it's 40 lashes. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Why did Gemara switch from shogeg to mezid? Achronim talk about that. So it's just more frequent that you would violate Shabbos b'shogeg, but yantif, there is no chatas b'shogeg. So the Gemara wanted to show you a situation where you'd be chayv midoraisa on yantif. So b'yantif locus arbaim. There's no kares on yantif. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. So these are the words of Rabbi Elazar, who says that these things are Isurim Doraisa, right? And therefore in Migdash, that's the way Rashi learns, in Migdash there would be Xerid Rabbanan. Divir Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim, no, echad zeh ve'echad zeh. Whether we're talking about sweeping the floor or settling the dust or separating honeycombs, all these things they held, eina elimishim shvus. Why is it only Drabbanan? So there's a discussion in the Rishonim. Maybe it's a Davashen Miskavim, but that really should be Mutter. It's a Suffolk Shema Yishva Gumos. And a Malach Shein Miskavim line. It's not sure it's only an Issa Drabbanan. There's a whole big discussion about this. Is it a Psik Resha? Not a Psik Resha. That's a major discussion. But the Chachamim say it's only an Issa Drabbanan. So if it's only Derabbanan, so you're allowed to, according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to sweep the floor of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, because Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash. But according to Rabbi Lezer, that usually it's a Daraisa, there goes even Derabbanan over here, and it, because it wasn't necessary for an Avoda. Now here, look, Rav Ashi Amar, Afiyu Temesh Lobiratzan Chachamim. Even the Chachamim who held that it was only Derabbanan also were upset that they did it in the Beis HaMikdash, because of what we said before. Of a Rabbi Nasani, descendant of Menas Omer, Shvus Sricha Hitiru, Shvus She'en Sricha Lo Hitiru. The only time they said Ein Shvus of Mikdash is if that Shvus was necessary for some avoda. But here, this Shvus was not necessary to do any avoda, so Yesh Shvus B'Mikdash, if it wasn't necessary for the sake of an avoda. That's what he held, even according to Chacham. Let's continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kos Haya Memale. Rabbi Yehuda said they would fill up a cup with the bloods, the mixed bloods that were on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. What? And the rabbis were upset with it. What in the world was he trying to accomplish? Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kos HaYemamalim Yidam HaTarovas. He used to fill up a cup with the blood of the, with the mixture of the blood, Shem Yishpach Dama Shel Echad Man, because maybe some of the blood of the Korban Pesach spilled, and maybe all the blood, Nimtza Zeh Machshiro. So he would be like, the garbage man who would pick up all the leftover blood just in case someone's blood didn't end up getting onto the Mizbeach. He would make sure it got there. Amar lo l'Rehuda v'alo lo niskabel b'kli. It wasn't accepted in a kli sharis. Says Mar, mino yadei. How do you know it wasn't in a kli? Maybe it fell out after it was in the kli. Ela karmelei. Shem alo niskabel b'kli. Amar lehen afani lo amarti ela b'niskabel b'kli. No, you're right. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't, but maybe I'll take some blood. Maybe I'll make sure to get one that was from the Kli. Ask the Gemara, Mino Yada, how did he know that he was only taking from the blood that was in the Kli? Answer the Gemara, Kohanim's Rizimim. No. We could assume that none of the blood dropped on the floor, none of the blood would have not go into a Kli first, because Kohanim's Rizimim, says the Gemara, Ez Rizin Amai Mishtapach, if this Kohanim is so Rizimim, how did so much blood end up on the floor? Answer the Gemara, Agav Zrizusayu de Avde Mishtapech. Because they were so quick, they wanted to do the Avodah so carefully and so quick, they were so Zariz, sometimes you do something too fast, so you mess up a little bit. Asks the Gemara, Habahalodama Tamtzis Murvo. This wasn't all blood, the first blood that comes out when the animal shechts, which is when you shecht the animal, which is the blood that you throw on the Mizbeach. There's also Dama Tamtzis. Which is the Dam Shehanefesh Yotzeis Bo. That's a little bit after the Shechita. Apparently the first blood, the animal doesn't die the first second. So the first blood, that's you do Zrika. But the blood that would come afterwards, which is that what actually killed the animal, that would not, that's the Dam HaTamtzis, that would not be Zorik on the Mizbeach. So wasn't there some Dam HaTamtzis after you shechted? There must be some other blood on the floor. It might even be most of it. Hold on, did I say this wrong? Maybe I said this wrong. The Dam HaTamtzis is Pasul Lizrika. Murvbo. Yeah. Oh, okay, I said it wrong. The Dam HaTamtzis is, the first blood that comes out is the blood that the animal is killed with. That's the blood that you throw on the Mizbeach. The Dam HaTamtzis is the blood that comes afterwards, after the animal's already dead. That would not be a Nizrak on the Mizbeach. I'm sorry. Yeah, so maybe there's Dam HaTamtzis, which could not be, and it's probably more than the dam than the kasher of blood. The kasher of blood, most of it made it to the Mizbeach. Most of the blood that's there is the blood that came out afterwards. It's dam HaTamtzis. It's not even kosher to be Nizrak Damo. And the good blood will be batal barov. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei damar dam HaTamtzis dam alyu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that dam HaTamtzis is kosher for Zrika on the Mizbeach. The Sanyu l'tan abraisa dam HaTamtzis ba'az hara. You violate a law and not kares for eating it. It's not legit blood. Because it's not ki nefesh kolbasa damo benafsho. It's not the blood of the nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be kares. He says, no, it is legit blood. So it could also, just like you get kares for it, for eating it, so too it could be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mod Rabbi Yehuda, le'inyan kapara, she'eino mechaper, shenemar ki adam hu banefesh yichaper, dam shanefesh yotzeba mechaper, dam shanefesh yotzeba in mechaper. Says the Gemara, so don't we learn over here that Rabbi Yehuda held no, that the Dam HaTamtzis is not good for Zrikas Adam? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, l'tame damar in dam avatol dam. No. He says the good blood was not batal barov. So yeah. Rabbi Yehuda's famous shita is, right, min bimino ain't obatel. Ain dam avatol dam. It's all the same, it's all blood. So therefore it's not going to be mevatel the dam atamtis, even though really Rabbi Yehuda holds the dam atamtis is not kashal zrika, so the dam chanefesh yotzispo, which is kashal zrika, is going to be batal barov, but it's not going to be batal barov because blood can't be mevatel blood, so yeah, there would be a mixture. So some of it would be okay, but you got some of the good blood on there. Let's continue. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Amar len Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim. L'divreichem, according to you, that we would not take any of that blood and throw it on his back. Lama pokikin es ha'azara. Why, during the time of this Karban Pesach, usually all the bloods of the Beis Hamikdash would go into the Amas HaMayim, and the Amas HaMayim would flow out of the Beis Hamikdash, would go out to the springs outside the Beis Hamikdash. But on Pesach, they would stop up that hole so that the whole Beis Hamikdash flow would be filled with blood. So Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, according to me, that we take from that blood and be Zorak on the Mizbeach, I understand why they stopped up the hole. Because you wanted a lot of blood there. You wanted to make sure to take that blood, throw it on the Mizbeach. But according to you, Lama Pokiken Esam Azara. Amru Lo, Shevach Ulu Bnei Aaron She'echo Arak Huvosein Bedam. It's a Shevach to the Kohanim that they would be up to their knees in blood. Asks the Gemara, why is that a good thing? V'haka Chayitz. Blood on their feet is a Chatzitza between the floor of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohanim. You're not allowed to do avoda when you have a chatzitza on you. Answers the Gemara, lachu, it's moist, ve'eno chotzeitz. Kedisanya hadam v'hadiyo, ink, v'acholov, milk, v'advash, honey, yveshim chotzeitzim, lachim, ein chotzeitzim. It's moist, it doesn't do a chatzitza. Asks the Gemara, v'akam etavse manayu, forget about the feet, what about the big day kahuna? V'tanya hayu begodim mitushtashin, if the big day kuna were dirty, va'avad avodasa psula, it says l'chavadu l'sefares. So it says Rashi. V'chiteima demadul hula manayu. They picked up their begadim, so it shouldn't, when they did that avoda, so it shouldn't get dirty. Va'tanya mido vad mido kimidaso shal yaksav lo yoser. The big day kuna had to be a very specific size to exactly fit the coin. So then you're not allowed to pick up the thing. Answers the Gemara, no, we're talking about when did they walk with the blood? B'holachas evarim lekevesh, when they were carrying the limbs to the ramp to be marked to them, delav avodu. It's not an avoda, says the Gemara. V'lo, it's not an avoda. V'hami diboy kuni, you need a coin avodi. D'sanya v'hikrev ha-koin is ha-kolam izbecha. Holachas evarim lekzu, holachas evarim lekevesh. You need the kohen. If you need a kohen, it is an avoda. Ela ba'olachas etzim l'ma'aracha. We're talking about when you were carrying the wood to the fire, that's when the kohanim would walk through the blood and they would lift up their garments, the lav avodi. They didn't have to be wearing the garments at all, technically. It says Gemara, okay, but sof. Ba'olachas evarm l'kevesh u'ba'olachas dam mi'ahechi azli. But if the blood was all over the place, how are they going to walk even the even during the things that were in avoda? Answer the Gemara, Damaske Aitztebe, they would walk on top of the benches for the avodas, so they wouldn't get dirty. The blood wouldn't reach on top of the benches. Ketzad tolunum avshitin karu vahotzi seimurv nisanam bamagis viktira. So they would rip open the hide of the animal and take out the limbs and the fats, and they would give it to put it in a plate, and they would be makto it on the mizbeach. Sounds like the same person who skinned the animal was the one who brought it. Ask Mara, Atu ha gufe, who gufe have a makdilu? What do you mean? He was a non-Kohen. The Bailum did that, and he couldn't be makdil. Ema, you're right. Lehak tiran al gabe uzbech. He didn't do it himself. Yatzah kastriyon v'chulu tana, kalechad v'chanosin pischo ba'oro, umafshil achorov. Each person would take his carbon pesach and stick it into the skins and throw it on his back and walk home. Amar of Ilish, Tayus. This was the way of the Arab merchants carrying their wares on their backs. I believe this is the source of the Sephardi custom that people have at the Seder, that they put the matzahs on their back and they walk around and make a whole story because it's like this Gemara. The Gemara says that's the way everybody used to be. They used to carry the Korban Pesach on their backs home like the Arab merchants. Yeah, what's the chiddush? What's he trying to teach us here? What's he trying to teach us? So, the Yaivitz writes, Rav Ilish Balashen Shekach. This is a nice way to do it. Mishum chibuv mitzvah, lahakel bechvodum mipnei kvod shamayim, v'lases b'minagayish me'elim. K'mosh nemar b'davin amelach v'nekalosi od mizos. I'm gonna even do like an Arab merchant to serve you, Hashem. Or sameish was Rav Ilish Balavaris. Yeah, yet you put the Korban Pesach into the skin. Shaydakam lasa the Pesach shu mufshel la'achorv. They used to carry it on their backs. It was very nice. And I often say you could be choshish v'hesach hadas mishmiras ha'korban b'tahara. Right? Or Sameach writes that maybe putting it on your back, you can't see it if it's on your back. Like the mechatos, if it's backwards, it's possible hesach hadas. However, since they put it inside the skin, it's not a problem because he's holding the skin. The or is not mekabel tumah. The Chazon Ish talks about this. Psul hesach hadas ain only galav mishch b'meichatos, but not shar kochim. Chazon Ish says there is no psul hesach hadas by Korban Pesach. Interesting. What's the chiddush? What's the line of this gemara that they used to carry it like this? What's it coming to teach? Okay. Hadron alach tumah nishchat. Let's start the sixth parak. Says the sixth parak. What's the sixth parak going to talk about? Erev Pesach shechal b'shabbos. Which malachas would they do? Which ones would they not do? Korban Chagiga, this year, thank you, very good. And in the end, Korban Pesach and other Korbanos that are Nishkatu B'Shabbos in a bad way, so when are you Chayef Mishum Chil Shabbos? That's the three topics of this parak. Says the Mishnah, Elu Dvarim B'Pesach Dochenes HaShabbos, the following avodas in the shechting of the Korban Pesach were Doche Shabbos, they would do it even when the 14th fell on Shabbos. Shchitaso, Zrikas Damo, yeah, what's the Zrikas Adam? What's the Isser there? It's just, Tosis writes, it's just Husker Agav Shechita. There's no Isser Malacha. However, the Tosa Rashba says, Zrikas Adam is like a Makkah B'Patish kind of Alacha, because you're being allowing you to eat the meat. So it's like being Misaki in the Basar. So Chiddush in the Tosas Arash Mishans. Tosas and Nazir says the same thing. It's an extra of Misaki Midurabonon. Because you're Misaki in the Zevach, because you're Machshir the Emurim for Haktara. And you're machshir the basar for eating. Interesting. Tiferes Yisrael writes in his commentary on the Mishnayos that Zrikas Adam would be an Isser of Tzoveya, because I guess you're coloring the Mizbeach with blood. Fascinating. Pasha Pshat is, no, it's not. It just was meant, yeah. All right, I don't know what the Pasha Zrikas Damo, so it's mutter. Either way, it's mutter. You're allowed to do it. Whatever the Isser is. Umichui Kravav, cleaning the insides. No, you would take a knife and open up the to take out the garbage from inside the animal, clean it out. So again, I think I was letting blood, like shechita. V'aktaras chalavav, and burning the fats was mutter. And the limbs that were burnt. Avol tzliyaso, but roasting it, meaning roasting the meat to eat it, that was not docha, right? We saw they had to wait till after Yontif to go home, and they would do it after Shabbos. They would do it on Yontif, but after Shabbos. Avot Sliyaso, Vadachas Krav, of cleaning the insides, Einon Dochas HaShabbos, because you could do it after Shabbos. Har Kavaso, carrying it home, that was not Dochas Shabbos. Oh, let's see. Carrying it home, Vavaso Michutz L'Tchum, or carrying it outside the Tchum, Chatichas Yabalto, apparently cutting off this, like, if it had a Yabelas, so you're not allowed to shecht it, but you were allowed to remove it. You had to remove it. And that was meaning you were allowed to remove it, not mitzad hilcha Shabbos, but mitzad hilcha Korban Pesach. It's not like a mum that disqualified it. You had to cut it off. But ain dochenes HaShabbos. Because you could have done this before Shabbos. And here's Rabbi Eliezer's famous shita, dochen. Rabbi Eliezer's famous shita throughout all of Shas is, things that you could have done before Shabbos, doesn't matter, you're still allowed to do them on Shabbos. Even machshirim. Right, they're considered to be machshirei mitzvah, and therefore, just like the mitzvah itself is docheh Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar holds even machshirei, like by Mila, we have the same thing. Rabbi Elazar holds machshirei Mila, or docheh Shabbos. So the machshirei Korban Pesach are also docheh Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Elazar, so now they start hacking them together. Amar Rabbi Elazar, halodinu, I'll prove my shita from Makal v'chomer. I'm shchita. She mishim malacha. Shchita is an issa daraisa dochas haShabbos. So elu. So this the things that I permitted, which are only derabbanans, shehein mishum shivus. What do you mean? I thought you carried it through Rishas HaRabim. Why is that only a derabbanan? The other two I understand. Tchum, we pass in derabbanan. Chatichas yabalto, maybe it's just a derabbanan. But what about carrying it on your back? I thought that was through Rishas HaRabim. Hold on 1 second. No, it's only talking about Issa derabbanan. Ah, Havaras chevitz Rishas HaRabim b'Shabbos. Yeah, mikol makom mekubel biyadenu chai noseis atzmo. Chai noseis atzmo. Carrying the animal to Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be an issa daraisa because of chai noseis atzmo. So says Rashi. And Meiri disagrees. We don't say chai noseis atzmo, but we only say by Adam and not by Balei Chayim. Fascinating. Meiri.
Is Yerushalayim considered Shisarabim, a walled city? Doesn't that get into the whole...
You didn't just come from Yerushalayim. You could have come from Tel Aviv also bringing your Korban Pesach. Anyway, a discussion. The Meiri disagrees. Interesting. So anyway, so he holds... So the Derabbanan's Kavachomer, which is just a lowly Derabbanan. So certainly you should be able to violate, says Rabbi Elazar. Amalu Rabbi Yeshua, no. Yantav Yochiach, Shehitiru Bo Mishem Malacha, Yantav, they permitted Doraisis, Shechita, and Bishol, Letzara Chochel Nefesh, but Va'aser Bo Mishem Shavus. But they asked the Rabbanans, like carrying the food from Chutz L'Tchum, when you could do it before Yantav. Rabbi Lezer says, no, I disagree with you even on that. Amalu Rabbi Lezer, Maze Yoshua, Maraya, Rishus, what do you bring me a raya from carrying the stuff? It's only a rishus lemitzvah. I'm talking about machshirei mitzvah. You're talking about rishus. So Heishav Rabbi Akiva v'Amar, Rabbi Akiva responded and said, "Hazaa tochiach, sprinkling the para aduma water should prove you're wrong, Rabbi Lazar, because shehimishem mitzvah. Yet it's not a rishus." It's a mitzvah. Vehimishim shvus. And on Shabbos it would be Nisad Rabbanan. Also, I think, Misakin Mana. Right? It's a tikkun. It's like it's nira. It's nira ke Misakin Mana. Because you're making him able to eat the Karban Pesach. Ve'ena doches a Shabbos. So you see you're wrong. Because here you have Nisad Rabbanan. And it's not doches a Shabbos. Even though it's Mishim Mitzvah. Afatal tismal elu. The three machshiri mitzvah that you quoted. Shal pishin Mishim Mitzvah. V'heimishim shavus lo yidchus haShabbos. Amalo Rabbi Lezer, v'alea nidan. I disagree with you on that also. Uma im shchita shimishim malacha. Doches haShabbos, haza shimishim shavus. Eno din shedoches haShabbos. You're right. I think it should be doches haShabbos. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, o chilof. According to you, go the other way. Ma im haza shimishim shavus. Eno doches haShabbos. Shchita shimishim malacha. According to you, go the other way. You should tell me that shchita. I'm a Lord of Elazar. Akiva, akar to mashkas b'Torah b'mo adol b'imchol b'mishabbos. What it means? The feirush pasuk that the shchita's carbon pasach is docha Shabbos. Amalo, Rabbi Akiva said to Elazar, Rabbi, have li moed la elu kemoed l'shchita. You're right. B'mo adol can teach me that as far as the shchita. Has a specific time, so you can do it. It can be Docha Shabbos, but you can't learn from that for these machshirin, which are just preparations. But Mo'adot can teach me that the Karban Pesach itself can be brought on Shabbos, but not the machshirin. This is a discussion. We'll see later on. The Gemara is going to go into more detail with this discussion. Klalam Rabbi Akiva kol malacha she'efshar l'shoz me'erev Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva holds any of these machshirin mitzvah that could have been done erev Shabbos in the Docha Shabbos. Shchita, she'ef shalos b'erev Shabbos, but Ma'ado says you got to shech them erev Shabbos, doches Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.
Rabbeinu, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. You. Mordechai, have a great day.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Say that again.